Presenting this week's story, Five Young Men Disappear on Operation Aka, Part 1.
Barbara, do you remember shocking news from January 1956?
I do, Todd. I was happily sitting on a big old metal bed in the private basement living room my sister's and I decorated. It was a Saturday afternoon when I was a seventh grader living in Sumas, Washington. My morning chores were finished and I was diving into fresh mail. My favorite choices were magazines. Life, Saturday Evening Post with its continued stories, Time and Look. Suddenly, I was seeing the speared bodies of five young men. Before me was a 10-page photo spread and text about five missing American men lying dead in the Carari River of Ecuador. 8-foot-long spears protruded from their bodies. The spread was in the Life magazine issue for January 30th, 1956. I noticed the photographer's name was Cornell Kappen, and I felt the jungle, river, and violence surrounding him. He was with a search party of Ecuadorian soldiers, Quechua Indians, and a United States military officer. They joined a second search party who had hiked and canoed through the jungle.
I know Life magazine specializes in photos representing national and world news that capture attention, especially with human trauma and courage. I learned later the pictures of the speared men riveted the attention of people in many countries, certainly the United States.
Over the next years, the names of the five men and some of their family members became familiar to me. Todd, you are a generation younger than I. What do you know about the five guys?
I know their names, Barbara. Jim Elliott, Nate Saint, Roger Udarian, Ed McCullion, Pete Fleming. They were between the ages of 27 and 32, Christian missionaries, husbands, and fathers. Each was committed to sharing the good news Jesus is to an isolated and hostile tribe. The tribe had about 500 to 600 people scattered in the Ecuadorian Amazon jungle. They knew nothing about Jesus. When I first heard about the tribe, they were called Akas. Now the people call themselves Waurani, which means the people. In the 1900s, they moved frequently and were hard to find. For food, they hunted and gathered. They roamed an area about the size of the state of Connecticut in the U.S. It covered about 7,700 square miles, or about 20,000 square kilometers.
Gwen, I understand that recently you have been investigating Operation Aka. What have you been finding?
The story of what happened when the five missionaries made their first contacts with the Waurani is carefully recorded in many books, journals, film documentaries, interviews, and ongoing contacts with the Waurani. Many retailers sell primary sources. Check out Amazon for purchase of Beyond Gates of Splendor, Under the Shadow of the Almighty, Jungle Pilot, and End of the Spear. Jim Elliott's wife has been a prolific writer and speaker.
Today, Todd Warren, Gwen Crawford, and I, Barbara Steiner, are speaking as Adrian Novak records and edits.
Next week, we will present Operation Aka as it occurred in 1956 with the airdrops. Pursue following thisweekstory.com.